creating value in your communication, that is certainly something that will keep you from being a pest. Because if what you're saying to them is going to help them to accomplish a result, they're going to be a lot more likely to pay attention to it. But ultimately, it's required. You can't just skip it.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now. David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, co-host Bianca Eastvan and I will be discussing the topic of staying in touch without being a pest. Welcome back, Bianca.
Thanks so much, David. And wow, such a topic. Please tell us, why is it so critical to stay in touch?
Well, I think for anyone who is in sales, you recognize that you're probably not going to sell something in one call. You're going to need to have multiple points of outreach, multiple contacts with a prospect or client before you're going to be able to make that first sale, let alone the second or third or fourth. So staying in touch is obviously a critical part of the process. Being able to reach out to them on an ongoing basis without coming across as annoying or without coming across as what most people describe in sales as a pest. I think this is something that more salespeople tend to think of than prospects or clients. I mean, unless you're really annoying, right? In which case they may think you're a pest. What I've heard from a lot of salespeople is this exact thing. How do I remain in touch with the people that I need to be in touch with without being a pest? And so, again, I think that's why this topic is such an important one.
That's absolutely so right. And that leads me to my next question. Like, what do you think people mean when talking about being a pest?
I think the concern is what's going on in their head, what they're thinking about. If I'm a salesperson and I'm going into any interaction with another human being with the idea that I want them to buy something, if that's my motivation, then it's likely I may be thinking in the back of my mind, oh, I hope I'm not being a pest about this. But if you can make it about the person that you're interacting with, then it's totally different because now you're not just there to sell them a product. You're there to try to help them with whatever it is that they're trying to do. So if you're selling custom imprinted promotional products, you're not just selling them something that has their logo on it. You're selling them awareness, or you're selling them more sales in their business, or you're selling them the idea of being in front of more people. So when you think of it in terms of what it actually delivers for them, it makes it a lot better for you.
Well, that's so true. And yes, you're absolutely right. But what about, you know, because this is a sensitive topic as well. And what if you're afraid to make those calls? What if you're afraid to send that first message, or you just think you can do it?
That goes back to mindset, which I know we've talked about in previous podcasts as well. But I think if you're in sales, you recognize that you have to do it, all right? There's no alternative. You have to be able to reach out. Now, it doesn't have to be a phone call. It doesn't have to be a networking event. It doesn't have to be an ad on social media. It can be lots of different things. So I think if you recognize that there are different things that you can do and you can find out something that is more comfortable for you, that will certainly help. If you also think about the concept that we've talked about in the past about creating value in your communication, that is certainly something that will keep you from being a pest. Because if what you're saying to them is going to help them to accomplish a result, they're going to be a lot more likely to pay attention to it. But ultimately, it's required. You can't just skip it. So I think it's a matter of asking yourself, what do I have to do? And how do I have to present myself in a way that is going to allow me to feel good about what it is that I'm saying to this person?
Wow. And at the end of the day, it's all related to the mindset. Love it. And please tell us, David, what's the best way for people to reach out to us?
Well, the best way to just go to topsecrets.com/call, schedule a call with us to find out, okay, if you need to be able to reach out to people on an ongoing basis, and you're either not comfortable doing it, or you'd like to maybe automate some of that, or you'd like to be able to do it in different ways so that you're not coming across like a pest, we would be happy to have that discussion with you, happy to help, to see if we can help you to accomplish more. So topsecrets.com/call.
You heard that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bianca.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top Secrets. TopSecrets.com.